How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
What's your day been like as far as travel and getting in here?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, I left Nashville. Flight left at 7:20 this morning. Got in around noon. Just been going place to place, trying to get, you know, checked in with equipment, physical type stuff. But it's been good.
What number did they assign to you so far?
I think I'm probably going to be number 3.
Did you have any say in that matter?
There were a couple options, and you know, there's just, it's just for, you know, mini camp right now. But I think I'll stay with that number if I have the chance to. Yeah, I think that's something you're born with, really. I mean, I grew up in a family with, you know, 2 brothers, 2 sisters, so a big family. Me and my brothers were always, you know, playing in the backyard, playing, you know, football, tackle football in the yard everywhere we went. I grew up in a football family background with my grandpa, so I was always around football, and I saw the toughest of the tough guys out there. When he was with the Chargers, I saw guys like Rodney Harrison and Junior Seau, and growing up, using those guys as role models, I just wanted to be as much like those guys as I could, and those guys are as tough as they come.
Were you ever tempted to play defense instead of quarterback?
I did actually play defense through sophomore year of high school, and then I played safety, strong safety as well. I could hit pretty good, and but I ended up just playing quarterback from then on out.
You played tackle football without pads as a kid?
Just in the yard and stuff, yes, all the time.
Who hit the hardest?
Me, but yeah, I was the oldest though. So, okay. One of my brothers is 14 months younger than I am, and my other one's about 2 years younger. So, I had the upper hand on that.
No broken bones.
No broken bones. I actually broke my brother's collarbone once tackling him. We were playing tackle football in the yard. My dad was the all-time quarterback. Tackled my brother, and he broke his collarbone. Was in a sling for a long time after that.
How old was that then?
We were young. I was probably 11 or 12, and he was probably 9, something like that.
What does it mean to you when you got an offensive coach like Kyle Shanahan and you're the quarterback in this draft that he wants? What does that mean to you? Is it sort of?
Yeah. That means a lot. I mean, it really means a lot to me that they believe in me and trust me like that. I love what Coach Shanahan does. I love what he did in Atlanta and the quarterback's coach, Coach Gangarello. We had a great workout in Iowa City. Had good meetings, good film room study. I'm just excited to finally be here and start learning the offense and getting out to practice tomorrow and try and pick it up as quickly as possible.
Looking forward to getting your hands on that playbook.
Yeah, I've already looked at it a little bit, but yeah, I'm just looking forward to getting out there. It's been a while since I've actually gotten to practice some football since Senior Bowl week. So I'm excited to get out there on the field.
Kyle Shanahan talked about how, you know, he wanted to see guys who are going to be doing stuff similar to what he's going to ask them to do in college. So, you know, as a quarterback and in seeing how the college game has evolved into the spread, I mean, you seem to be a pretty good advertisement for why high school quarterbacks would want to play in a pro-style offense in college.
Yeah, I mean, I think it really benefited me coming from a pro-style offense like that. Coach Ferentz and Coach Davis, our offensive coordinator, really put a lot on me as a quarterback at the line of scrimmage, where they make Mike points, get out of certain run depending on what the defense gave us, how to read coverages, and all that kind of stuff. You know, being under center, actually calling a play in a huddle, which nowadays there's so many colleges that they just don't have to do that. And, you know, I thank Coach Ferentz and Coach Davis for doing that. And that was one of the things when I came out of high school, I wanted to play in a pro system, because I knew that translated a lot better to the NFL.
You'd never get jealous of seeing other college quarterbacks throw the ball around and put up.
Oh yeah, I mean, it is frustrating sometimes. There's guys throwing for 300 yards a game, but all that matters to me is really winning games. And over the course of my 2 years of starting, we were 12-0 in the regular season my junior year, and then we were 8-4 last year. Obviously didn't finish the way we wanted to, but overall we had a successful 2 years there, and I'd rather win a game and throw for 150 yards than lose and throw for 300.
So, what are
What were some of the injuries you played through in college?
Yeah, I had a sports hernia surgery in the offseason after the 2015 year. I played through that pretty much the whole year. I hurt the second game of the season, so it halted me running a little bit, but ended up getting surgery on it after that season and haven't felt it since.
Anything last year that you dealt with?
Nothing that really limited me. I pulled my hamstring in the bowl game early on in that game, which kind of lingered throughout, to the combine. But it's 100% good now.
What is it like playing with a sports hernia?
It's frustrating because there's things that you can do that you just weren't able to do. I know that I'm a good runner, and there were times that I just wasn't able to run and get out as fast as I like to. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have. Coach Gangarello sent me some stuff, so I've been able to look over it the past few days and kind of get a little look at what's coming up the next few days.
Does it make sense?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I know how to break down offenses and look at offenses. Obviously the terminology is completely different, but it does make sense. Yes.
At the private workout, did you have to do any board work for them? And if so, what kind of plays did they have you? Recite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did that. So we went up to the meeting room and watched some film of Atlanta. He gave me a few formations, some of the base stuff, the base plays, and kind of talked through it, kind of installed, two plays for me, and they kind of had me, speak it back to him, tell it to him, what's your read here, what would you do here with the ball, and just kind of see how I thought and process that, I guess.
What was their impression when you can recite it perfectly back to them?
I would guess it was probably pretty good. You'd have to ask them, I guess.
Have you heard anything since the draft about teams that were lined up to take you, or have you caught any kind of this?
I've heard some stuff, but I really don't pay attention to any of that stuff. I mean, I'm happy to be where I'm at, and I haven't looked back. I mean. I'm blessed to be here and playing for the 49ers, and it's a dream come true for me, and I'm excited to get to work on tomorrow.
How up to speed are you of the quarterbacks that they have here now and also the quarterbacks that obviously been through this franchise over the years and decades?
Obviously the 49ers have a great history of, not just quarterbacks, but great tradition and history within the National Football League. It's a great organization. And I'm just blessed and thankful to be playing for such a great organization.
Did your grandpa tell you who they selected in the third round in 1979?
Yeah, Joe Montana. Yeah. Yeah, I heard that story. Yeah.
Who else did you have workouts with before the draft?
There was a bunch of teams that I had workouts with, but, it doesn't even matter anymore. It's this is where I'm at, and this is where my focus is now. So.
George Kittle said he always got questions about you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's one of the best, if not the best, run blocker that was in this tight end draft class. Unfortunately, he had some injuries last year, so he didn't get to play every game, which was tough on him and me because he's such a tough matchup in the pass game as well. He's a big guy, big body guy with great speed, so he presents a tough matchup for corners or linebackers, whoever lines up against him. But he's a great run blocker. He's an unselfish guy. Doesn't care about getting a bunch of yardage. We ran the ball a ton at Iowa, and he not once was he asking we need to throw the ball more. He just went out there and put his hand in the dirt and blocked his tail off.
How was he as a roommate?
He's great. I lived with him for 2 years. George, once you get to know George, I mean it's not hard to tell. He's a really outgoing guy. He's a fun guy to be around. Like I said, unselfish. Just a good teammate. So.
What about when you were fighting for the remote? Who won those?
George has a unique type of television that he likes to watch. I don't know stuff that I'm not necessarily like that I don't want to watch sometimes, and sometimes we get in arguments over George. I'm not watching this. Like change the channel,
such
or
as?
I mean, he liked to watch like. I mean, he's really into Pokemon, so he like literally watched. I want to watch Pokemon sometimes, and I just never got into it. He was big into the Pokemon Go, and I just couldn't stand that. But yeah, so.
Is he gonna appreciate the bus that you just threw him?
Oh, I think he'd be the first one to tell you who his favorite Pokemon is. To be honest, I think that's the thing. That's just how George is. He's a great, fun, happy guy, and he's a great teammate. I like watching, you know, sports like football, baseball, basketball, whatever's on.
Okay.
Yeah. Rather than cartoon animated stuff. Yeah.
Hey, give me your offense at Iowa. Do you think there's untapped potential he has as a pass catcher?
Oh yeah, I think so. Like I said, unfortunately he was injured last year, so we didn't get to see him a bunch in the pass game. But he is a very good, tough matchup, a very good route runner. He's got good hands and he's got a great speed. He's a tough matchup for guys, so I think that he's underlooked at when it comes in the pass game.
A lot of people spoke about your leadership, including Kyle Shanahan, and how guys are able to rally around you. Is that something you think about consciously, or is that something that just sort of happens?
I think it just comes. I think you never want to force. Being a leader, because people can tell, you know, fake leadership from real leadership. So I just kind of let it happen. I don't try and force it. I mean, there's times, you know, in the last couple of seasons where I needed to get on guys, and I would, but you know, some guys respect that and they need that. But you know, it's guys can tell what fake leadership is and what real leadership is, and I just think it just comes natural, I guess.
Well, with that in mind, how do you approach, you know, joining a pro locker room?
I mean, it's something that you can't. I've never been a part of something like it. I mean, there's guys that are, you know, upper 30s, old veteran guys that have been around a long time that know the ins and outs of everything. That, you know, obviously, I'm not just going to come in here as a rookie and expect everyone to respect me. You got to earn your respect. And so I'm going to come in here, you know, day one, just work my tail off, just put my nose to the ground and just try and work and get better and show that I have what it takes and I'm taking pride in learning the playbook and doing the best that I can. And I think the rest will fall into place after that.
Do